This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a plan Friday to help speed up the U.S. COVID-19 vaccine rollout. The plan includes increased federal funding, creation of thousands of vaccination centers, and use of the Defense Production Act to expand the production of vaccination supplies. The wide-ranging plan is part of Biden's effort to achieve his goal for 100 million Americans to be vaccinated within 100 days. Biden called for states to widen the pool of people they are currently vaccinating to include those over 65 years old. His plan also includes proposals to create federally funded community vaccination centers, as well as mobile clinics for underserved communities, and he underscored the need for Congress to approve more money to fund his proposals. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Friday that travel corridors into the nation will be closed to fight the spread of COVID-19. At a news briefing, Johnson said effective Monday, all travelers into the country must show proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours and then self-quarantine for 10 days. They can take another test after 5 days and leave quarantine if that test is once again negative. The prime minister said these measures are being taken to prevent new strains of COVID-19 from entering the country, just as the government has begun to make progress with its vaccination program. Johnson said the British government will be stepping up enforcement of the rules at the border and elsewhere in the country, and substantial fines will be imposed on those who refuse or fail to comply. On Thursday, Britain banned arrivals from South America, Portugal, and some other countries over fears about a strain of the virus detected in Brazil. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. prosecutors, who initially said there was strong evidence the pro-Trump mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last week aimed to capture and assassinate elected officials, have backed away from that allegation. The withdrawal of the claim came after the head of the investigation cautioned that there was no direct evidence of such intentions. The accusation came in a court filing by prosecutors in the case against Jacob Chansley. He's the Arizona man who participated in the insurrection while sporting face paint and a furry hat with horns. Prosecutor Todd Allison struck the assassination claim from a court filing but said it may very well end up being appropriate at Chansley's trial. A strong earthquake with a magnitude 6.2 hit Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Friday, killing at least 34 people. Local officials say the quake also destroyed residential and commercial buildings and triggered landslides. Indonesia's National Disaster Mitigation Agency said in a statement that more than 600 people were injured. Many others were trapped in the rubble of collapsed homes and other buildings. Rescue teams were searching for more than a dozen patients and staff trapped in the rubble of a flattened hospital. The U.S. Geological Survey said the earthquake had an epicenter 36 kilometers south of West Sulawesi's province Mamuju district and occurred at a depth of 18 kilometers. Earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunamis are common in Indonesia due to its location on the so-called Ring of Fire. It's one of the world's most seismically active areas. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has issued a decree setting parliamentary and presidential elections for later this year. It would be the first vote of its kind since 2006. When the Islamic militant group Hamas won a landslide victory. Elections would pose a major risk for Abbas's Fatah party and also for Hamas. Both have faced protest in recent years over their inability to reconcile with one another, advance Palestinian aspirations for statehood, or meet the basic needs of those in the territories they govern. And despite the decree issued Friday, it was far from clear whether the voting would actually be held. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said Friday that the United States has cut the number of its troops in Iraq to 2,500, meeting a goal set by the Trump administration late last year. Miller said the troop reduction in Iraq does not represent a change in U.S. policy and is consistent with plans to reduce the involvement of U.S. troops in large combat operations in the Middle Eastern country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.